In Iraq today, U.S. and Iraqi military forces pushed further into the heart of the Sunni insurgent stronghold of Ramadi. 3,200 families have reportedly fled the city.
Also last week in Baghdad, insurgents murdered four Russian diplomats they'd kidnapped. Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered Russian special forces to hunt down the killers and destroy them.
On a brighter note, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki confirmed that several insurgent groups have contacted his office. They are responding to his national reconciliation plan unveiled on Sunday.
There is more Iraq news, but perhaps you've stopped processing what we've already told you. At least that is what many news managers are thinking. The day-to-day Iraq news is not as headline-worthy as it used to be, and overall coverage is down. NPR's Mike Pesca looks at the issue of Iraq fatigue and asks if the media has the right read on news consumers.
Bombing, shooting, killing, explosion, sectarian, insurgent, roadside death. Words that were once the stuff of attention-grabbing headlines are now enough to drive away the news consumer who has been hearing stories like this since the war began and feels that by now he gets it. Yesterday, in front of the New York Public Library, Stephen Jones was reading a newspaper, but his eyes did not linger on any story with the word Iraq in the title.
It's bad news. I just can't read about it anymore. I mean, just every day, the death and the destruction and the murder.
Jones followed the news at the start of the war, but now the devastation just sort of melds together for him. Devin Storino was also on the steps of the library, leafing through a free daily. She says she doesn't want to read stories which depress her and just confirm her fairly strong anti-war opinion.
I don't like the international news. I don't like to read about the war and all that stuff because it's bad. So I just like to read the fluffy stuff, human interest stuff.
Do you get war news at all, whether you want it or not?
Yeah, I do. MSN, when we turn on the internet, it's the first page, the homepage, and it's like right there in your face.
News editors are struggling with the same old story from Iraq as well. A couple of weeks ago, the Chicago Tribune's public editor tallied the number of front page Iraq stories from major U.S. papers. The Tribune itself has run 41 Iraq stories in the first months of this year, 74 in the same period in 2005, 138 articles in the same period of 2004. The New York Times, Boston Globe, USA Today, and Washington Post all ran about half the number of Iraq stories on their front pages this year as they had in the same period in 2004. Jim Warren is the Tribune's deputy managing editor. He knows the Iraq story must be covered in the paper.
But as someone who occasionally will run our page one meetings and decide what goes out there, I will concede that sometimes you can hear about a car bombing and there is a sameness to it all, and you wonder, okay, what's this going to add to tomorrow's coverage? Does this deserve to be put on page one? And sometimes you say no.
Eric Umansky reads five papers a day for the Slate.com column Today's Papers and can't avoid noticing and questioning the fall-off in news coverage of Iraq.
It's not an easy problem. It's not, they should be putting all these bombings on page one. There's this sort of like kind of the new normal problem. What do you do if there's one bombing in Baghdad a year? That bombing is big news. If there are, 100 bombings in a three-month period, well, each of those bombings isn't big news in and of themselves, but the sort of irony is those spate of bombings are actually, far bigger news.
TV network news has experienced a steady decline in the volume of coverage, says Andrew Tyndall, publisher of the Tyndall Report, which monitors TV news.
2003, the three networks on their nightly newscast had around 4,000 minutes on Iraq. In 2004, 3,000. In 2005, 2,000.
Tyndall and the Tribune's Jim Warren concede that the danger in Baghdad makes it hard for reporters to get out and track down fresh stories and unusual angles. Tyndall thinks that difficulty, more than some corporate dictate about ratings, explains the lack of coverage. He does say, however, that Iraq is no longer good for ratings.
I know that the days when you would put Iraq on the news in order to increase ratings are long gone. It's only when a successful war is going on that such a story will actually attract viewers to your network.
But the Pew Center for the Study of the People and the Press asks Americans every month how closely they've been following the Iraq story. For the past 2 years, the percentage who say very closely or fairly closely has always been around 80%. Maybe that's just what they tell pollsters. Or maybe With this trying war that puts Americans in harm's way, story fatigue and interest have to exist side by side. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.